This is Robert Stark. I am joined here with Absolute Valentine. It's great having you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, nice to meet you too. And happy to be here too.
And I'm also joined here with my co-host, Pilliter.
I really like your music too. It sounds awesome.
Oh, thanks. I put a lot of energy to produce it.
How long have you been producing under the Absolute Valentine label?
I produce since 3 years for Absolute Valentine. And I have produced like two EP and one album that have been released in April.
And how did you get into music, and what were you doing previous to that? Have you always been into the same kind of synthwave genre? Were you doing something? Were you into other types of music previous to that?
I fell into music at the age of 7 years old. My mom asked me if I wanted to practice an instrument, and I chose the piano. And after I switched to bass and guitar, I practiced in a metal band as a guitarist. And after that, I begin to produce electronic music, and I get electro bands called French Stereo. But I stopped this project, and I launched Absolute Valentine. Yeah.
Who were some of your earliest influences?
My earliest influences are John Sebastian Bach, as example. I really enjoy some classical composers. On another hand, I really enjoyed the French Dutch, as Herr, Etienne de Crécy, Kavinsky, as example. And there are also two amazing composers I will not be able to live without. It's Vangelis and John Carpenter. And on synthwave, way, I'm influenced by Laserhawk.
Yeah, I noticed with classical music and synthwave, there are a lot of similarities in the sense that there's unlimited possibilities in the notes. I mean, guitar music can be great and rock, but there's more of a limitation. I do see a lot of similarities in classical and synthwave music.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Even if, as example, I like a guitarist, like his name is Yngwie Malmsteen, and he play a lot of classical music with his guitar, you know, and his band. I really enjoy it.
What got you interested in the new retro wave genre, and how did you originally discover it?
To come to the synthwave world, one day a friend of mine asked me if I know the synthwave. And his name is Nicky Nine, and he said to me, you should try to produce this kind of music. So I have tried to do it, and I listened to Laserhawk, Anorak, Collège, and more. And yeah, I fall in love into the genre. Yes.
Your work, it's kind of like there's a kind of dark wave subgenre of new retro wave, and your work actually reminds me a lot of Kavinsky's work.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of dark wave, of course, and I really enjoy Kavinsky for his sound. It's really dark and loud. I also love his visual concept, because he looks like a zombie. As example, he's so white when he's drawn. I also like Daniel Deluxe, Dinatron, and Speed Machine, a new promising upcoming artist. And yeah, that's all I think.
I remember seeing John Carpenter live a year ago. He's a really cool musician when he plays his film soundtrack live. I really like his music too.
Yeah, and I get lucky because I met him in Paris at the Grand Rex, and I work a lot with his son.
Yes.
Cody Carpenter, and I do the mastering of his previous album. So I really enjoy to meet them. Yes. It was like a dream for me. I was not thinking it will happen there.
Can you talk about the aesthetic design to your album covers and music videos? Who designs your albums?
Oh, for the designs, I have worked with an Asian artist called Adam, and he does the design. I asked him to produce something because I get something in mind, the hero of City Hunter, who protect girl, but I wanted also something cyberpunk like in Akira. Because I think we are going to this kind of world. something devastated and after another big war, so I was thinking it could fit my album Police Outbreaker, because I wrote something like a scenario based on fast action, based on heroes who will save someone, and all this kind of thing. So it was my aesthetics to the albums.
Yeah, cyberpunk aesthetic, really, like the visual imagery really goes with like the dark wave genre of the new retro wave. They really go together.
Yeah, I think so too.
You mentioned you were a fan of Akira. Can you talk about when did you first see that film and the book as well, and how did that influence your art and aesthetics and concepts?
Yeah, I discovered Akira when I was something like 16 years old, something like that. So I bought the book, and I see the anime a lot of time. It make me dreaming, and I think I still been influenced by this world. About the, as example, the motorbike, the addiction also, about drugs, etc. And I really enjoy all the fighting scene in this anime.
I saw it when I was 19 years old, actually, and I liked the movie, and I did like the manga too. I thought it's very interesting, but there is that there's a whole generation that grew up with it, thinking of it as being a cyberpunk anime. Though I do think Akira has his own aesthetic as well. Also, the new Ghost in the Shell movie is coming out this week, and some of your art reminds me of the album art reminds me of Ghost in the Shell too.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to see it. It will be also available this week in France.
Nice.
Because sometimes we are in late, to get to be able to see the movie. Normally, we are in late for 4 months the most of time. But this time, it's at the same time.
The soundtrack has a Depeche Mode cover of Enjoy the Silence, so it has that maybe retro feel to it, or at least nostalgia of that 80s, 90s time.
Yeah, it does look kind of cyberpunk, the new one.
Cyberpunk, the new one?
The new Ghost in the Shell, it does have that feel.
Yeah, the teaser is really exciting. The aesthetic seems really great, and I think I will get a really good time, and I will enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, it seems the film Drive exposed a lot of like the masses to this like new retrowave genre. Like Drive, College, well, Electric Youth, College, and Kavinsky. Mm-hmm. Are you a fan of that film?
Yeah, I'm a fan of that film, and I think I see it like four times. For the action first, because I really like the end also, and I like the fact it's like anti-hero also. That's really important for me. And of course, I really enjoyed the music inside this movie.
There's this horror film coming out called The Summoner, and it has a new retro wave theme to it. It doesn't explicitly take place in the 80s, but it takes place kind of in a fictional world, kind of sci-fi, with that aesthetic and theme. Your music is going to be featured in that film, and you put out some albums that are tied to that on your SoundCloud page. Can you talk about that film, The Summoner, that's coming out?
Yeah, I have produced one track for this film. It's produced by James Secker. That's a friend of mine I met on Facebook also. And he just told me yesterday, normally the movie will be able on next September, and will be introduced in a festival, a movie festival. So I'm really excited to see all the result. I don't get the teaser yet, but I think a teaser will be available really soon. The most exciting, I think, is we have produced the music without the movie, just based about ideas. And we have tried to do the best team for the soundtracks with some great artists like Wave Shaper, Vincenzo Salvia, with there also Irving Force, and many more. Yeah, I think the soundtrack is already a big thing.
You did the album called American Nightmares, and that's inspired by horror films. Can you talk about that track, and are you a big fan of horror films?
Yeah, American Nightmares, I've been done, it have been done when my ex-girlfriend let me, you know, so I wanted to revenge, and at this time I watch a lot of horror movie, and I was looking to Evil Dead, a lot of zombie movie, etc. And I wanted this this album was influenced by all the kind of horror movie with all the creature we can find, like werewolf, zombies, witch also. I get a song where a man is... I don't get the word in English. curse. A man is cursed by a witch, and he won a lot of sex, you know. So I take real pleasure to produce this track. I was thinking I was the man who get the curse, and the witch was really beautiful, you know, and. Yeah, every time I play this song, I feel the when I said I play it on stage, I feel the crowd excited also, you know? Yeah.
Are you a fan of David Lynch?
Not so much. I know what he have produced, and there is a movie where he have worked with Marilyn Manson. But I don't remember the name of this movie. I know Marilyn Manson was an actor in the movie, just for one scene or two. But I don't remember the name. Yes.
Oh, there was a coffee table book called Genealogies of Pain. That's what it was. I don't think it was a film.
Hmm. Coffee College? I don't get it.
I'm looking at a picture right now of the Absolute Valentine limited edition trucker caps, and I see your studio, and you have a Roland TR-707 and a 909 and TB-303 and Arteria Mini Brute. I have a music studio of my own, and my brother, he has the Mini Brute as well, that I had a 707, and I have a Roland TB-03, the new boutique. I don't have an original 303, but I like how there's these old TR machines that seems to give a very special edge. I like those old instruments.
Yeah, I really like Roland. I was used to get other TR machine, like the 808, 7-7, and I get also the original TB 303. I tend to collect them, in fact, the most of time. I use the 707 the most of time. But I also get some machine who are not on the photo, also, like Moog scent, because I like the power of this scent. So, yeah, the most of my songs are based of scent sound. I don't use samples so much. And I don't use also guitar so much also. Yeah. I like the fact we can play and create a new sound every time.
What was the synth that you used in the Police Heartbreaker album? I think it was this. It's 1:06 in. I mean, I'm not a musician, so I can't really comment on the synth, but it has a very specific, distinct sound. And I remember Andy Fox uses that one a lot. And Pilliter, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I mean, I wouldn't know. I think Absolute Valentine would know the exact synthesizer.
Oh, I think the context was when we had Andy Fox on, you were saying it reminded you of that 80s song, I Just Can't Wait by New Sheets.
The samples kind of going on.
Yeah, the samples, but that synth has a very distinct sound. I'm just kind of curious what it is.
Yeah, I use, the thing is to get a specific sound, I tend to use what we call layers, and I mix some scents, you know, to get like my best sound as example are distinct the most of time, so I can layer Moog and some massive scent on the digital part as example. And the most of time for my drums, I use layers also like the TR-707, and I tend to use also 909.
I used to make, I still do if I have the chance to make Acid House songs, and I'll just use Reason 9, and everything is samples and digital. I kind of been moving away from hardware because it's very expensive to get into. And so now I just use computer music.
Yeah, the truth, that's really expensive to get everything we need, and you need great converters, sound cards to record them, to be able to record them. But the magic with analogic synth, as example, is you have to produce a new sound each time, you know? You don't have to save batch, so you have to begin with something really raw and try to express yourself with that and to find the right way, as example, to produce a lead or harps. So I like to do this kind of research you know, because I don't know, I feel the sun. I feel the sun. Yes, that's what I can say. I feel it. Mm.
Can you talk about your most recent album, Police Heartbreaker?
On Police Heartbreaker, I wanted to do something new, something I never explored before, something between, yes, my two first EP, and I wanted big and with a variety of tracks, variety of songs. Because, yeah, it's important for me to give the the most variety, to give the most of feeling. When you listen to an album, you don't want to hear the same track along all the album.
What is your next upcoming album?
Oh, my next album, because I'm still producing it. I don't really know when it will be released right now. I hope to finish it in September or October. I just said finish because after I need to prepare the promo, etc., the aesthetics. But on another way, fans can discover my new tracks before everybody if they want. Because if they see me on stage, I already play three new tracks as exclusive.
How often do you perform it? And where are usually your concert venues, and do you tour all over the world or mostly just locally in France?
Right now, I have played only in France. As example, I opened for Carpenter Brut, and last week I was playing to the Batofar with Anorak in Paris. So it was in France, but my next show is in Belgium. Antwerp, and right now I still wait for new dates, but I know it will come perhaps Germany, and I hope one day we'll be able to perform in USA too. I know my fan base is in USA, in fact, but yeah, right now.
Oh, you're saying more so in USA because. I've heard people say that the new retrowave genre is much stronger in Europe.
Yeah, you mean the most of producers come from Europe?
Well, I guess both the production of the music and the fan base, but I guess there's a perception that it's more popular in Europe than America.
Oh, I could say we get more producers for sure, but the most of fan come from USA. Trust me or not. But as a drive radio director, I can see there are many people in USA who follow the synthwave scene, in fact.
So your work, it's under the label. You work under both Drive Radio and Laserdisc Records. We had Darren and Tony on the show fairly recently.
Yeah, I'm the label manager of Laserdisc Records, so we try to produce the best artists we can find, and we work a lot of new promotion, and we try to release something every month, and perhaps this year we will begin to produce vinyls as example, because I think we miss that. Many people ask for this. Even if we produce cassettes, we produce CD, T-shirts. But yeah, we definitely need vinyls.
Do you also work under the new Retrowave label?
New Retrowave? No, I don't work for it. Laserdisc is enough, I think, and Drive Radio, they already take a lot place in my life, you know. So, and right now also I produce some party in France We have just launched with Drive Radio Retro Synth Fury. The first one was last week, as I said, at the Batofar with Anorak, Sung, and Absolute Valentine. So we will continue, and in May, normally, we will produce Lifelike and other guests. We don't speak about the other guests right now. It will be a surprise, but I think people will enjoy it.
With the new retrowave genre, it's been around almost a decade. Do you see a growth in the interest and popularity of the genre?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems this year is the biggest now, I could say. 2 years ago, it was like a confidential genre. But right now, I feel... in the overall electronic music, people begin to be tired of what have been produced, so they tend to want new sound, new fresh styles, extra, and that explains why darkwave, synthwave, retrowave are increasing and emerging on the scene. I also get the vision of famous electro producer. And they confessed me that the synthwave begin to become more and more popular.
You had an album out called Sunset Love, and this one is sort of a more of a tropical theme. You have this song called She's a Dancer, and that one really it has a very kind of a Caribbean theme. Like the synth has the sort of sound of like the Caribbean steel drums.
Yeah, so for Sunset Love album, yeah, it was when I discovered the synthwave scene, and yeah, I tend to like Miami Night as example, and I wanted to produce something easy, like easy listening, but. With the synthwave influence, and I wanted it smells like palms, beach. That's the concept of the album. And I was thinking, as my name, Absolute Valentine, the perfect love could be exist. You know, like you see a girl, you just look at her, and everything. Become beautiful in just 5 seconds, you know?
Hell yeah. Where did you get that? What's the picture from that you use on that for that song? The one, She's a Dancer.
Oh, that's a friend of mine who take care about that. So he just showed me the picture and I said, okay, here we go. You know? I don't work all the... graphic parts, you know? So I don't know where you find it, to be honest.
So you have a friend who does all the graphic design for your labels?
For my labels, for the graphic designs, I work with... as I said, I work with Adam, but we try to work with the best designer of the scene. Like RESZB as example, and we are also working with another designer called Atom Cyber, because we try to get something unique, and we want to use the same color, same kind of theme. And yeah, I think right now we get our touch for the label.
You were saying kind of, we're talking about like cyberpunk and kind of the image you want to go for. What kind of in detail, how would you describe the visual imagery that is associated with your label? Like a lot of dark and pink colors. Yeah. It's a very distinct look.
Yeah, we try to use this code, you know, like black, magenta, blue, red. That's typical colors used in cyberpunk universe.
Oh yeah, there's like, so cyberpunk is more like blacks and some pinks. I guess there's also like the vaporwave aesthetic, and then some new retro wave is like a lighter aesthetic, like a lot, mostly like kind of lighter colors, like lots of pillar. I mean, do you think that's how you describe it?
The art, I think it's
you say it's more closer to cyberpunk.
Well, I see a lot of anime influence too.
Oh yeah,
I see that as a very evident, you know, this future Asian society. I think that's really, really interesting too, that it's not just this. So you think that, like, the music is from Japan or something?
Well, Pillator isn't. I mean, both those genres, cyberpunk and vaporwave, are influenced by anime. They both are, but they're,
yes.
But vaporwave is just a lot lighter.
For vaporwave, you mean?
Much more has a purple color to it, or there's some pictures of the past from the 80s and 90s. Mm. You see that in vaporwave, the collage art mixed with mall aesthetics, shopping malls.
I think, what was it? I forget the guest we had. Someone said cyberpunk is how the 80s, an 80s dystopian version of the future, mm-hmm. and vaporwave is more like a modern day nostalgia of the 80s. That was their take on it. I forget who said it. Was it the comic designer, I think? Was his name? Forget his name off the top of my head. He does the cyberpunk comic strip.
We mean Woody Arnold, where we had on.
Woody Arnold. I think
he was very into the cyberpunk and had that weird aesthetic too. I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, that's the thing, is it's dystopian, and all those films like Blade Runner and Akira, which is anime, that inspired cyberpunk. I mean, they were dystopian films, but the thing is, people also really, at the same time, they really enjoy that aesthetic.
Yeah, and I think for cyberpunk, the color blue, magenta, extra come from the fact that most of time this kind of universe or movie or action, it's on nighttime, you know, and there is like neon, a lot of neon in the future, like LED light also. And it have to be distinct in the night. So I guess that's why it was used a lot. Like in Total Recall movie, as example. And in Akira also, yeah.
How did you come up with the name Absolute Valentine?
Oh... in fact, I was looking for an anti-hero name, and I've chosen Absolute for the justice meaning, you know, someone who will fight, until satisfaction, we mean. And Valentine, because the hero still trusts in the perfect love feeling and in human, you know. Basically that's how I have choose the name.
Pillator, do you want to ask about a Daft Punk?
I am actually a fan of Daft Punk, and I remember seeing in theaters when it was out Interstellar 5555, the anime by Lenji Matsumoto, you know, who did Captain Harlock and I think the Spaceship Yamato, or the same series. And I feel that there is a very similar thing in the French Touch theme, where there is this influence of anime, and it certainly is a future music of filter and synthesizers and samples of the 80s and disco, and with anime too, it certainly is, it's unique, both a French and Japanese thing.
Hilliard, yeah. Are you talking about their earlier stuff from the 90s?
Yes, they now have, they're now like robots, like Kraftwerk, but I always feel that they have this Japanese aesthetic still, even their older stuff, which made them very popular.
What do you think about their, like, their more recent songs, like Doing It Right?
I liked Doing It Right. When I first heard it, I thought it was by Zapp, and then I, it was probably the only good song on their new album. I didn't really like Get Lucky at all. I thought the album was, I don't know, it just didn't hit me, the new album, and I felt it was another, I don't know, it was just very awkward. But I do like it, the old Filter Discovery, and everything before then, I think was their best stuff.
Yeah, they're going more for the robotic look more now. The anime theme, that was their 90s, like late, I think it was
early 2000s. 90s.
Oh, yeah, because I remember that being popular around the time I was in high school.
Yes.
Absolute Valentine, are you a fan of Daft Punk?
Yeah, I love Daft Punk at the beginning with the album Homework, you know. In France, this album was just, I don't know how to say it, something like Electronic Revolution, you know. And a lot of people have enjoyed it. And yeah, it was the first time a French band was so big, you know, in electronic music. And I prefer Human After All, because this album reveals the dark and cold part of Daft Punk. And the word punk in the name, yeah, I think it's right on this album. As example, there is the Brainwasher song, one of my favorite track. It reminds me something like Black Sabbath energy, you know, something really dark and I don't know how to explain. And yeah, I like the way how they have used the song title, describing like a world who try to control yourself, you know. So yeah, I like it a lot, and I also enjoyed what they have done on the Tron soundtrack.
I remember when Humans After All came out in 2005, and at that same time, Depeche Mode's Playing the Angel came out, and I liked that album much more. But when Daft Punk's third album came out, I was actually quite disappointed because it sounded nothing like Discovery, and they, yeah. I think they went a different route, and I kind of lost hope in them and just didn't like the album at first. But yeah, songs like Brainwasher, maybe Television Rules the Nation, were pretty interesting songs, but I always felt that they never had the longevity that they... But I think later on, Daft Punk tried to force these songs and constantly remix them in order to make value of the Humans After All album. But I felt it was just this strange rock, electronic rock craftwork that really was off of Filter, what their known sound was, and they could have released the album under a different name than Daft Punk. And that's actually how I felt about the Humans After All. I kind of was not a fan of the album. Still to this day, I feel it's kind of, I don't know what to say about it.
I noticed with the musicians you mentioned, you said you were influenced more by the new retrowave musicians like Kavinsky. Are you influenced by a lot of the original 80s and new wave musicians?
From 80s and new wave, I should say I like Depeche Mode a lot, yeah, for sure. Tears for Fears also. But the most of my influence come from the beginning of electronic music, you know. Something with more power, I will. Yeah, with more power, for sure. Mm. Yeah, because I like to get a big, big sound, big kick. So yeah, I'm more influenced by electro. I would say, yes.
How would you say that new retrowave is different than original 80s and new wave? I mean, it's obviously inspired by that, but it does have its own unique sound.
I think the thing we tend to use is the comeback of long melodies, long riff, you know, because right now the music is based on short sentence, I would say, but we in the synthwave scene we tend to use long yes, long musical sentence, long melodies, and this is similar to the 80s. In the 80s, artists tend to be more free about that, and that's how we can say it's similar, you know?
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. It's a kind of longer build-up. I think part of it is because it's an independent genre. There's more freedom. If music is created like for the radio or for immediate mass commercial use, they need to like go right into like the vocals immediately, and it doesn't have that build-up. Do you notice that with most of the music on the radio?
Oh, most of the music on the radio, yeah, they are just the most of time one gimmick, and yeah, the vocals come
like 5 seconds in.
Yeah, 5 seconds. No more intro, no more outro. Yeah, and with synthwave, we that's true. I just figure it right now. That's true. We produce intro, outro, you know, and yeah, on the radio, we don't have this anymore.
You also see that build up in a Talo Disco.
Yeah, sometimes we can put solo as example, like in disco, because if I remember well, in disco there were bridge and sometimes percussion solo. We can't listen anymore, and it could be also synthesizers solo. Yeah, that's true.
Are you a fan of the Italo disco genre?
Fan of Italo disco? No, not so much. Yeah, I don't know why, but the most of music I listen is more French. And the only thing who can remind me Italo disco is Ceron. I don't know if you know this artist. Ceron was a disco producer in the 70s. He was French also, and really famous in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, there's these different sounds, like Italo disco has a distinct sound, and then there's like British New Wave has a distinct sound. How would you describe the French sound, if you had to describe it?
Oh. the French sound, if we take the 90s as example, it was based on sample. And on TR-909 for sure. So the French sound, that's hard to explain.
Yeah, with France, I guess there was the French house music we were talking about. What was the music scene that came out of the 80s like? Because I know England had a new wave like Duran Duran, Italy had a Italo disco. Was there a specific music scene in France in the 80s?
In the 80s? What we get in the 80s? Yeah, I think in the 80s we get something like cold disco or space disco or something like that.
Yes. I remember space disco.
Yeah. With Jean-Michel Jarre also. It was the most famous of this style. Yeah, and a band called, but I don't remember if they were French. It was called Space. Yeah, I think it was Space. And yeah, after, I don't know who.
Is like a trans X, like Living on Video, was that Space Disco?
Trans
X. I think they are French or maybe French Canadian.
They are Canadian, yeah, from Montreal. Yeah, for sure. I remember this man now.
I remember looking up Space Disco. It was very like a European version of like Parliament Funkadelic, where they would get in these exotic costumes and make strange post-disco noises. It's similar to Italo Disco, but it was more... the sound was much more stranger, and I could do see the connection to French Touch or Filter House style music if you were just sample records like that. And there's this one Space Disco song I have. It's by Lionel, and it's called Give Me Up, and it was a cover of the Italo Disco song by who was also French, Give Me Up by Michael Fortunati, and that was a very popular song, not only around in Italo Disco, but as well as Japan. It was one of the first leading Eurobeat songs, Give Me Up. And I think it's been covered multiple times, actually. Michael Fortunati, Give Me Up. It's a good song.
Yeah, that's a shame for me, because Space come from my city, from Marseille. Yeah. And now I remember, you know. And the first album they have produced, like Magic Fly, but it was just earlier from the 80s. It was in 77, in fact. And I remember to get the vinyls. I bought it like 10 or 15 years ago. Yeah. So that's a shame, I didn't remember before.
We are getting close to the end of the show. Absolute Valentine, is there anything else you'd like to add about your music and some of your upcoming projects?
Well, I should say that I get a really good time with you too. So first, I would like to thank you for the nice interview, and I hope to be able to release my album before the end of the year, so you can stay tuned if you want to know more.
Yeah, we should have you back on when your next album's released. You said
good.
Probably September.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we will try to do it.
Absolute Valentine, it's been a great show. We're both big fans of your work. Thanks for being on.
Thanks to you. Bye-bye.